Hey folks, hey superstars, hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. Happy Wednesday now. It's 12:02. Happy Wednesday, folks. Okay? Happy Wednesday. Welcome to another podcast here. And welcome to the rant where you get the opportunity to pick the brain of a multimillionaire, which is myself, obviously. You know, I was thinking about tonight's topic here, and I said, you know what? One night, I need to speak about seduction. I need to teach people how to seduce people. And not just for your own personal gain in relationships, but how to seduce your clients, how to seduce your prospects. Because I'm a master seducer, okay? But we'll leave that for another evening. But tonight, let's do another Q&A. I know you folks love those. And you might say, well, Wes, why do you always do the Q&A? Because, well, I get a lot of DMs and people, they post a lot of questions for me. And they ask for it. Say, hey, Wes, can you kindly do another Q&A. I have questions. I want to be on your live and I want to learn. So I just do it, right? I do it because that's what you ask for. But if you ever want a particular topic, just let me know that as well. Listen, I'm here to serve you. If you don't know who I am, I'm a young black self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas, and I'm rich. I'm wealthy. I do very well financially, okay? And not just that, I'm happy. So I'm happy and I'm wealthy. And I'm a father. And life is good. Life is better than good. I'm gonna be honest with you. Life is absolutely a blessing. I have great people around me, and I'm building companies and mentoring people, mentoring my team, and helping them to achieve their goals. And I go live to help you achieve yours. Okay. Can I get everybody to type 3 words for me? All of you, kings and queens. Type this below. Life is good. Can you do that for me? Just type it. I don't know where you are right now when you're listening to this audio, but just type it. Life is good. And I really want you to tattoo that in the back of your mind. Life is good. All right? I was having a chat, not verbal. It was over the internet. Dialogue, a conversation with a person, and I saw that person start to spiral out, which means is, you know, I saw that person are, you know, based off what they were texting me, they were like, well, you know, I hope this works and this is happening and this is going to stress me out. I said, stop talking. Stop. Because you're getting ready to manifest exactly what you don't want to see in your life. And that person was getting ready to do it. So I had to stop. I said, stop. Stop talking. And, you know, when I mentor people, even when I'm mentoring you virtually, that's people's largest problem. You know, some call it venting. Some call it, well, I need to get something off my chest. Or some of you, I call it whining and crying. Because what you don't realize, and this is for all the people that understand the law of attraction and manifestation, smash the love button if you understand law of attraction. Like, you can have a thought. You can even have a feeling about the thought. But when you begin to speak about the thought, and if it's a cynical or negative thought, where you're going to attract more of it. Okay? So the best thing to do is, whenever you feel broke, feel something's not working, you know, whatever that negative thought is, don't speak on it, okay? Because you know when we say, how many of you believe, and comment below, please, listen, how many of you believe the terms that if you speak it into existence, you can have it? It's even in the Bible somewhere about speaking into existence. Like, we all believe that. But you think that that phrase is only applicable to positivity or something that you want. No. Even when you speak negative words out of that mouth of yours, okay? Even when you speak about your adversity of everything that's going wrong, oh, this is going wrong, nothing's going right. Why this? Well, you're speaking that into existence. Does that make sense? Okay? And if you're speaking that into existence, that's what that you're going to attract that stuff. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, listen, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I didn't give you guys a shout out. Go ahead and comment your names below. Let me give all of you beautiful, handsome, outstanding individuals a shout out here tonight. Go ahead and comment your name below and get your questions ready, okay? I'm here to serve you. It's 12 o'clock. It's midnight. I go live every night on my Instagram account, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin here. So let me share some love. Hey, Gabriel, how are you? Obina, Isaiah, Lego, Angie, Ola, Lena, Sariti from the Netherlands, great morning. Ruhu, man-like, how are you? Kobe Williams. Tony, the producer, how are you, sir? Manny Fernandez. Al Rucker. Oh! Ugh. Michael, how are you? Tyrese and Leon from England. You know, before I start to answer questions, you know what my superpower is? Let me tell you guys what my superpower is. Excuse me, I just burped. let me tell you what my superpower is. It's not my intelligence. It's not my money. It's not my fancy cars. It's not my team. It's not my companies. It's not my children nor my parents. My superpower is my enthusiasm. High energy, high income. That's my superpower, by the way. Okay, that's why all of you love me, okay? That's why you like me. That's why you really like me. Because I'm always enthusiastic. and listen, the reason why, listen. The reason why that's a superpower, because I'm able to be enthusiastic even when I didn't have any money. I was enthusiastic when I was trying to make money and I wasn't. I was enthusiastic when I would invest money and there were no return. I was enthusiastic when they repoed my car. I was enthusiastic when I was evicted from my place here in Houston, Texas. I was enthusiastic when I had bad credit. Okay. I was enthusiastic when I would travel, going to seminars and workshops and not making any money. So that's my superpower. A lot of you folks, you know, all of you are salespeople. How many of you believe that you're a salesperson? Listen, all of you are salespeople, okay? And the greatest salespeople on the planet, their superpower is just they don't lose enthusiasm when they get rejected. They don't lose enthusiasm when someone tells them no. They don't lose enthusiasm when they thought the deal was saved, it was ready to go, and the deal doesn't close. Okay? Those are the greatest those people. Not because they have the right line or the right objection or whatever. You know, all you guys are salespeople. Okay? You don't have to have a sales job to realize that you're a salesperson. Every day you're selling yourself. Women, you sell yourself every day when you put that makeup on your face. Because that's not you. That's the makeup. That's making you, you know, I'm not saying that you're pretty, but you're prettier when you put the makeup. So you're selling yourself to somebody. You know, when you buy nice clothes, Versace or Mary or Chanel purses or Jordans or Hermes, whatever, you're selling yourself, are you not? You're selling yourself always. We're always selling ourselves. When you put perfume on, cologne on, get your nails, you're selling yourself. Women, when you put that nice lipstick on that make your lips look all glistening and shiny, you're selling yourself. Okay? So I just want you to know that we're all salespeople. Okay? And the greatest CEO, and all CEOs that are successful realize that they're salespeople at heart. Okay? Now, any questions for me here? I'm going to go to the chat below here. Hey, Patrick, how are you? Any questions for me? Speak on the makeup. You folks want me to talk about makeup, women? Well, I'll share my philosophy or my thoughts on makeup. I would rather... Well, the only reason why I'm speaking on makeup because someone asked me to, okay? So don't get upset. I would rather a woman not wear too much makeup. It's okay if you want to wear a little bit. But I truly believe that women have gone too far with makeup. If I go to bed with Janet Jackson, if I wake up and I'm looking at Freddie Jackson, there's a problem. If I see you in the middle of the night, you look a certain way out at the bar, and in the morning, you look like a totally different person. That's a problem. Okay? So what I'm sharing is this: embrace your beauty. Okay? If you don't like your skin, like I know some women, they want the makeup because maybe they don't like their skin. Listen, did you know that every 30 days you get new skin? Did you know that? Well, watch what you eat. Whatever you're putting in your mouth, put better foods in your mouth. Drink more water. Stop drinking alcohol. Stop smoking. Okay? That's why your face looks the way that it does. Because you're adulterating your body. Whatever you're putting inside of your body, it's going to be a direct reflection on your outward appearance. Okay? So I'm going to leave that alone. Next question for me here. But I know a lot of you women, you're always going to wear makeup. It is what it is. Next question here. Hey, Walter, how are you? What's the most exciting thing you've accomplished this year? Starting my app. I just launched my app, my iPhone app. It's very exciting for me. Next question for me here. Questions here. Talk to me. Hey, Natural Solutions, William, Joffrey, how are you? Dylan. And thank you for the likes and shares. Thank you for smashing the like button for me and sharing this video out. Okay? But what are your questions? What do you want to know? You know, you guys keep complaining about how broke you are and how nothing is working. And I'm here to help you, to assist you. How many companies do you own? More than 10. Questions here. Wes, how do you know when people is real with you? Honestly, I don't care. Honestly, you got to understand about people. First of all, no one is 100% honest with you. No one. But when you use the word real, and you mean honest with me? I'm the type of person, I trust everybody that I choose to trust until you show yourself distrustful. I personally don't hang around people. I don't have friends. I have one best friend. I have my woman and my children, and that's about it. That's all I need. Of course, I have my employees and my partners and things of that sort, but I don't even want people around me, to be honest with you. There's some people, they want to have entourages. They want to have people around them. And I guess if that's what they want to do. But I prefer to spend most of my time alone with myself, by myself. And I can explain that in detail if you want to know my explanation and my thoughts around that. How did you stay strong after your eviction? Stay strong? Well, I remember I was sleeping on the floor of my friend. He was a Mexican. Shout out to all the Mexicans. And that was one of my best friends. And this was a long time ago. And I stayed in Indigo Falls. You look it up on the internet. It's the ghetto. And I got evicted. And I knocked on his door. And my Mexican friend, his name is Hector. And he had like 10... Mexicans staying in his house in a little bitty apartment. People on the floor, people on the couch. So I just slept on the floor. But let me tell you something. I never really, like, I didn't feel bad about that. Like, I was excited because Hector, every night, they went to the market where you can buy fajita meat. And this is a true story, by the way. Man, they used to make that fajita tacos and cervezas and beers. Man, I was eating tacos every night. I was eating good every night. So I was winning, in my opinion. I didn't have to pay rent. I mean, obviously, I was looking for a job, but like I didn't need to try to stay strong. I was never weak. And that's one thing I've never done. Like a lot of you, you look at your adversities as a curse. I look at my adversity as a blessing. Like, I always find the blessing in my problems and adversities. And I was doing this before I was reading books, before I was educating myself on what I know now. You know, I would just always find the blessings, the good. So even though I was sleeping on the floor, I was eating tacos. And them tacos was good. My guy had a little bit of grill on the patio. Let's go. So I didn't have to stay strong. I never thought about being weak, to be honest with you. Like, it didn't make me weak because I was sleeping on the floor. I knew I wouldn't always be there. A lot of you, where you are right now, you think you're going to be there forever. You think you're going to be broke forever. You think you're not going to figure out how to build your business. You think that you're never going to make money. You think that you're never going to leave your job. But that's just your bad, toxic thinking. Okay? I never thought that. Like, I never thought that I had to ride the bus at one time. I never thought I would be on the bus for the rest of my life. Come on. I knew I wouldn't be on the floor of my friend's apartment forever. Come on. No. You're very welcome, Ash Herbs. Comment the words below. You got to change your mindset. Change it. That's your biggest hurdle, ladies and gentlemen. It's your mindset. You know, you already know this. And I'm almost like a preacher on a Sunday morning. You hear the same message every Sunday. T.D. Jakes. Same message. And still, it's like you don't get it. Like, it's not because you don't have a mentor. It's not because you haven't found the right opportunity. It's not because you don't have the right people. Like, it's just your mindset. It's how you think and how you perceive everything that's happening to you. See, things don't happen to Wesley Virgin. Things happen for me. Everything. Okay? Like, I'm always in control. How? Because I'm in control of my thoughts. That's it. I'm not in control of external circumstances. I'm not in control of events. Like, if I drive my car, I have a flat tire, I can't control that. It happens. So what? But I can control what that means to me. If I go to work and I get fired, I can't control the boss. He fired me. But I can control what that means to me. I can live paycheck to paycheck, which I have before. Right? I can't control that, but I can control what that means to me. Does that make sense? That's where the power is. What's your key to consistency? Listen, first of all of you are consistent. Everybody that's on this live is consistently doing something. Some of you, you consistently smoke every day. Some of you consistently drink every day. Some of you consistently use drugs every day. Some of you consistently masturbate every day. Some of you are consistently bitch, whine, and complain every day. Some of you consistently vent to other people every day. Right? I mean, we're all consistent. The issue with you are you're consistent with things that don't serve you. Okay? And the reason why you're consistent with things that don't serve you, because you have momentum. Like, you've been drinking maybe all your life, so that's just what you do to go to sleep. Some of you have to smoke some weed before you go to bed. That's consistency. I mean, you do it every... I mean, are you not doing it every day? Most of you do it every day. Some of you vape every day. Some of you have a negative attitude every day. Some of you consistently not go to the gym. Some of you are very consistent when it comes to eating unhealthy. You know how to consistently eat unhealthy every day. Burgers, fries, greasy foods, fried foods. You're very consistent, are you not? So I wouldn't say that you're not consistent. You're just not consistent in the areas that are productive. Okay? And you just got to have a talk with yourself. Got to have a conversation. Some of you, you don't read books. You're a consistent person that doesn't read books. You're a consistent person that doesn't manage your finances. Right? Some of you are consistent liars. So I wouldn't say you're not consistent, okay? Wes, I listen to your rants, but why does it not stick? Who said that it doesn't stick? See, that's a great example of a young man that says he's listening to my rants and he said it doesn't stick. See how he's confessing that out of his mouth? Man, it doesn't stick. Well, you know, I'm not doing what you're saying. I'm not doing it. I'm like, okay. Like, listen, if you're not applying what I'm talking about, then why are you here? You're the dummy. Okay? That's like going to church and say, I'm a follow God. I'm going to do everything right. God, I'm going to be a better man, a better woman. And you still do the same bullshit on Monday. Like, you're the stupid person. Nobody else. You know, it's like asking God, why is this happening? What do you mean? You're making dumb mistakes. You're making fucked up decisions. That's your fault. So if you're on this rant, if you're spending your time at midnight listening to a multimillionaire for years or months, and you're not applying it, that's your fault, not mine. Like, what response would you like me to tell you if you're still coming back, but you're not applying anything? Okay? That's on you. Next question for me here. See, a lot of you need to do some self-introspection. Some of you are just getting older. And it's like, you know. And I wouldn't say that you don't get it. Like, all of you are intelligent individuals, which means as you know what to do, you know what not to do. But you either feel that you can't do what you're supposed to do, or you can't stop doing what you're not supposed to do. But you do. But you're just making it so difficult because you're playing these games with yourself. Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to stay motivated. Well, I don't know how to be consistent. I don't know how to do anything. It's like, what are you talking about? Yes, you do. You absolutely know how. You know how to change your life. You're just not willing to do it. And that's fair. That's okay. Like, if you're just not willing to do it, you're not willing to do it. If I tell you to read books, if you're not willing to read books, then you're not going to do it. If I tell you to stop using negative, disempowering language out of your mouth, if I tell you to stop whining, bitching, and crying about your problem, but if you continue to do it, that's you. I mean, you're just not willing to not do it. Does that make sense? What books have you mastered that has changed your life? Breaking the Habits of Being Yourself. I like that book. I wouldn't say I've mastered the book. I just want to say thank you for talking about affiliate marketing. You're very welcome. No offense, that is crazy for me to hear someone say that these rants have made me a whole new person. Yeah, that's what I think. You know, honestly, I think it is crazy for any man or woman to listen to a young man by the name of Wesley Virgin, who's a self-made millionaire, night after night, month after month, and not make any progress. Just like a person that buys a program or a course for $10,000, and 6 months later, you blame me. I'm like, you blaming me? What do you want me to do? Like, I gave you the course. I gave you the tools. You want me to build the fucking house too? I'm not building your fucking house. I'm going to give you the tools to build it. Right? But I'm not going to build it for you. And that's how a lot of you are. And you say, oh, that's a scam. They scam me. Shut the fuck up. You know what I just dislike and abhor? People that spend money on courses and programs and all kinds of shit. And then if they don't get the result because they ain't do shit, oh, they scammed me. They took my money. I took your money? Stupid, you gave us the credit card. You the one said you were committed. You the one said that you were willing to do whatever it takes to change your life and your family's life. What are you talking about? But this happens daily. I mean, that's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. What's the next question for me here? You know, what I've noticed, because I study human behavior, people just, and I'm talking, when I say people, I'm talking about you, big head. You're just not willing to take accountability of your actions and your decisions. You're just not willing to do it. Like, it's easier to put it on somebody else. The devil made me do that. Well, they didn't help me. Well, I called, no one picked up the phone. I'm like, shut the... Like, what are you, a kid? Are you a child? No one takes responsibility. This man says, thanks, Wes. I'm just impatient and have to work more on my beliefs. No, you don't. Like, how do you work more on your beliefs? Explain that process to me. And why would you call yourself impatient? Why would you identify with something that you don't want to be? No, your problem is, to be very blunt, you just don't want it bad enough. You really don't want it. That's it. You would rather be in your current situation. You know, you have people on this planet that they would rather suffer and be miserable only because it's familiar. Happens every day. You got people that are in relationships that are toxic, and they only stay there because it's familiar. You got people that hate the fuck out of their jobs. I mean, they can't stand their jobs. They can't stand the people. They can't stand the management, nor the core workers, right? But they go there every fucking day. Only because it's familiar. You know, when people tell, well, you know what, that's hard. Running a business is hard. Working out is hard. But isn't it hard to get up in the morning and go to a job that is sucking the life out of you? Isn't that hard? You know, I mean, isn't that difficult to have to go to a place that you can't stand every day of your life? Yeah. I don't know. Have you considered writing a book? Yeah, I considered it. One day when I'm an old man. Yeah. Questions here. Am I speaking facts, folks? And don't get offended. Some of you are like, well, why does he curse? Well, shut the fuck. That's one thing that I'm just so baffled about when people are like, well, do you have to curse? Do you have to raise your voice? Do you have to scream at us? And I'm thinking to myself, is this fucking kindergarten? Like, are we in kindergarten right now? Why do you have to scream? Why do you have to curse? Like, you don't scream and like you don't curse. I'm like, shut the fuck up, honestly. And listen, if you can't handle the rant, like if you can't handle this type of talk, then take your ass to sleep. Because you got to get ready to work for somebody tomorrow morning. And you, let me tell you something, your ass better be on time. Because if you're not, they're going to write you up. Or they might just terminate your ass. So you better make sure that you're there early. And I don't care if you got to drive in traffic, because that's the life that you want. I don't care if you see if it's not. You can say, no, that's not the life I want. Yes, it is. Because if you didn't want that life, you wouldn't do it. Honestly, you wouldn't do it. I never listen to what people say. I just watch what they do. You know, I don't, you know how many people in here in my lifetime say, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be rich, Wes. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be like you, Wes. I'm going to be like you, Wes. I'm going to be a millionaire. Shut up. Some of you talk so much. Honestly, like, you talk so much. Like, if you would take action as much as you talked, spoke, like the... As much as you speak, if you would just take action, probably you'll make progress. You know, some of the most average, poorest, pitiful people on the planet just talk too much. Okay? They talk about what they're going to do. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. One day I'm going to do it. One day I'm going to be driving it. One day I'm going to be doing this. One day I'm going to stay here. One day. Okay, great. Okay. Shit. Okay. Great. Who are you trying to convince? I remember one day, because I used to do that too. Because I always tell my parents, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And I said, you know, Wesley, shut your fucking mouth. Talk too much. Stop telling people what you're going to do and just do it. Because obviously the people that you tell of what you're going to do, they don't believe you. Obviously. They were like, oh, okay, you're going to do that? Oh, okay, great, I'm happy for you. Oh, sure, and they're lying to you. They're not happy for you. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, they're not. You don't have, listen, and I'm not going to say everybody, but most of your friends, they don't want you to succeed. Why would they want you to succeed and pass them up so they can feel bad that they didn't make it as far as you did? Let me tell you something about people. Secretly, your friends, they don't want you to pass them up. No. No, sir. No, sirski. I don't care how many times, you know, you got people like, oh, no, I'm happy for my friend. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm so. Listen, I know this is factual information. Listen, I remember reaching out to a guy on the internet, and this is in the inception of my companies, and I wasn't successful. I was trying to be successful. This guy was doing very well online. I reached out to him on Facebook, man. I said, man, I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. And I wanted to ask you a few questions, whatever. You know, over the years, months or whatever, we got cool on Instagram. I never met him on Facebook. So every once in a while, he would just give me some advice. Keep going, Wes. You got this, Wes. Wes, you got this. I swear to God. For a year, he was just like, man, you got this, Wes. Just keep going. Keep pushing, man. It's tough. But you can do it. He was like number one. He was like number one on a platform called ClickBank. And he had an offer. And he would just all over to him, man, you got this, man. You're going to kill it, blah, 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 whatever. Until one day, I fucking killed it. And I killed it to the point that I passed him up. And let me tell you something. You'd think that man was going to be happy for me. Because that's what I wanted to hear, you know. I said, man, oh, Wes, I'm so proud of you, man. You killed. You know what that man told me? I'll never forget this. I went to a retreat in Dominican Republic, and it was only for eight-figure earners. I was like 35 years old. I just turned 36, 35. And I went to a retreat. It was only eight-figure affiliates. I was affiliate for this one company, killing it, making like eight. I'm making like $10 million a year as an affiliate, by the way. Easy money, right? And I remember seeing the guy. He's an older guy, bald head, man. He 50 plus. And I'm thinking, this man is going to like, man, I'm so proud of you, Wes. I told you he was going to do it. I told you. You know what he told me? He said, man, Wes, can I be honest with you? I think it's stupid that you're buying all those cars. I think you're making a bad financial decision buying all these supercars. As a matter of fact, if you keep this type of behavior, you're going to be broke in 2 years. And now I was 36 at the time. And let me tell you something. I was floored. I couldn't believe it. I swear to God, I couldn't believe it. Like, I couldn't believe it, folks. Thanks for the hugs. Pinsane. Like, I couldn't believe it. This man, like, almost 2 years spent encouraging me, telling me, yeah, you're going to do it. You got this. You're going to rock it, Wesley. Don't worry about it. Keep working. I'm your biggest fan. I got you. And as soon as I passed his bald-headed ass up, killing it, making $1 million a month, and this offer started to die, he told me I was stupid because I was buying supercars. And let me tell you something. You said it right, Nina. People secretly don't want you to win. You just think they do. I'm telling you, lying to you. I know this. It could be your closest friends, man. I'm telling you. You'll see when you win. You'll see how they act towards you. You know, I'm talking about all the friends that you're around that you won't let go of. You'll see. Like, they're not going to tell you, hey, man, I hate it that you're winning. But they're just going to act funny around you. They might say, yeah, you think you hot shit now. You think you're making all this money. You different. You change. You think just because you're making all this money, you can just shit on us. You don't even hang out with us anymore. Whatever. You're different. Yeah. But they're not going to tell you that, man, I wish you didn't win. Nah. they're going to act differently towards you. You'll see. Okay? But to finish the story, obviously, I rocked his ass because I just kept winning. I said, I'm going to call him my guy. I said, my guy, watch me. And just for that coming, I'm going to buy more supercars. And I did. I went home and bought a Rolls Royce Cullinan. $450,000, right? And, man, that was, I don't know, that's when I was 35, 36. And now, yeah, I got, what, how many cars do I have? Including my children's cars that I paid for and, yeah, my mom and dad car. I don't know. Personal, I have like 8 cars, personal. But I've paid for, I bought my dad 2 cars. I bought my mom a car. I bought my daughter 2 cars because she wrecked the BMW. Bought her Audi. And bought my son a car too. Yeah. Daddy wrecked, but now he has it again. Right? So, and I got 10 houses right now. I got 10 properties. So what you talking about? My guy? I'm still winning. Still on top. But you got to understand this, folks, before you make money. That's just how people are. They don't want you to win. They may tell you that. Yeah, I'm your biggest fan. I want you to win. Until you win, you'll see it. Your friend does not want you. They do not want you to pass them up. No one, no friend wants their friend to pass them up financially. No. No. Next question for me here. Are you taking notes, folks? I'm getting ready to buy another property right now. My property that I got in Columbia, now it's on Airbnb. This month, that property's going to do $10,000 a month. Let's go. Like, money loves me. I'm just attracted to money. You know, money's just my best friend. You know, my best friend is money, honestly. And my boo, of course. Next question for me, folks. Did you meditate when you were broke? Absolutely. Every day. Questions here. Ever since I started listening to you and putting friends behind me, I made $50,000 in 6 months. Let's go. Of course. I want everybody to come at these words. You're not going to do it, but come at the words anyway. Drop your friends. Drop them, baby. Let them all go. You know, I tried to tell, oh God. I had an assistant, and I know she wants to be very successful. And she's like, she's smart. And I told her, I said, you know, you gotta drop your friends, man. But you know how girls are. Oh, well, they just my girlfriends. They're doing pretty well with their careers. But I said, look at me. You left your career to chase your dream. They still have a job. You got to drop them. But she don't want to drop. She didn't do it. She didn't drop them. And she's still not hitting her goals. You know, folks, you know, I know you folks think you're smarter than me. You might say, I'm going to prove to you, Wes, I'm going to keep all my friends. And I'm going to be very, very successful and make millions of dollars. Or, you know, men, especially men say, well, I'm going to keep my girlfriend. I'm going to show you how I'm going to be rich. No, I can't let her go. Wes, she was there from day one. I'm like, so what does that even mean? I haven't had one yet. I had one guy that said, hey, Wes, I made it with my woman. Like, I just haven't met him. I haven't met the guy that told me that they're going to deal with the woman. I just never met the guy that make $1 million with his girl. And I've never met the person they just didn't just, like, they just kind of let the friends go. I kept the same friends and made millions of dollars. I mean, it just doesn't happen, folks. And if it does, it's very rare. Okay? But like I said, you don't have to believe me. Keep living. Some of you are going to be 40 years old in 10 years. Some of you are going to be 30. And you're like, damn, I should have just listened to Wesley. Yeah. Like, everybody's in your 20s. I'll see you in your 30s. I'm going to be more famous, obviously, more significant. So I'll be everywhere. So you'll really be listening to me then. Like, I swear to God, watch this. Everybody that's in their 20s right now, like, you're hearing me, but you're not really listening to the point that you're going to apply it. So I'll see you in your 30s. And everybody that's in your 30s, that's not applying. I see you in your 40s because you're going to be desperate then. When you turn 50, oh, man, you're going to be ready to give me $50,000 because you think money is going to allow you to be successful faster. You'll see. Just how it is, man. Just how it is. I love your voice. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love my voice as well. It's nice, isn't it? It's soothing. It's relaxing. And it's seductive. My arm hurts right now, honestly. My shoulder. If I start meditating today, how long would it take me to detach myself? Listen, you can detach yourself instantly. Don't think about the time frame. The universe itself, it doesn't work in time. Like if I wanted to plant an orange tree, do I know the exact date that the plant or the tree is going to break ground? I don't know. No one knows. Yeah, so we don't know. Yeah. You folks are always looking for a time frame. Well, how long do I got to meditate? How many times do I need to meditate? How long do I need to meditate to finally get this? You're so impatient. You know, folks, most of you are so stressed out, so impatient, you have someone's anxiety. You can't even focus on anything. Why don't you just relax and work? Have your outcome. Have your goal and work. Come at the word life is good again. Do you have mentorship programs? It all depends. Hey, Diana, how are you? Currently, I'm not doing any coaching personally. I charge $100K. And I'm not coaching right now. Not personal. Life is good, is it not? All right, any more questions before I let you go? It's 12:51. That's my time. Did you enjoy yourself? Did you get value? You know what I wonder? I wonder if you will actually find yourself actually taking action on the words that I share with you tonight. You know, I wonder who's going to do that. I don't know. I'm curious. Like, who's actually going to do it? Who's actually going to repeat this audio and listen to it again before they go to sleep tonight? Who's going to get up and just do something towards the achievement of their dreams? Somebody will. I'll never know who, though. You're very welcome, Crystal. I love you, folks. What field would you advise someone just starting their journey towards a million to engage in? The digital marketing world, for sure. Hey, Shahid. All right, I'm going to let you guys go. I love you. I got love for you. I do. I appreciate you as well. Do you feel stoicism is lost in this generation? Yeah. It's only because people don't know what stoicism is, obviously, because they're not educated. They're too dumb. They don't read books. So if you don't read books, you're not going to even know what that word means. So, yeah. It's not that it's lost. No one reads. No one educates themselves. So, yeah. All right, Daddy West got to get to work. I love you guys. This is Wesley, billion-dollar virgin. Much love, and let's go.